We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview. Kentucky was already leading the nation in child abuse and neglect, but then along came the pandemic.
I think it's really highly unlikely that the risk and the acts of child abuse evaporated with COVID. In fact, I think with parents out of work, with kind of this competing demand of trying to work and teach your children and run the household and the stressors and isolation of COVID that have really prevented extended family members from coming in and helping out, that's only increased the risk of violence in some of these already vulnerable families.
Dr. Ginny Sprang on the challenge to teachers legally required to report signs of abuse, but losing the opportunity to keep an eye on kids' well-being in person.
Zoom only provides this very small vision field. So teachers are saying, you know, hold up your camera and let me see your room, you know, trying to get more perspective on what the child's home life is like. But we also know that privacy is very difficult for children to secure when they're at home. So they're less likely to reach out to a teacher and tell them what's going on.
For some very deep historical perspective on our times, our Future Tense series turns to an Egyptologist, UCLA archaeologist Kara Cooney, recalling the collapse of the 21st dynasty of Egypt in 945 BC.
It's astounding to see how human beings can sense collectively that the collapse is coming and yet not do anything about it because the system locks in that we go over the cliff. But not all is one. We send our forward advanced poor people over the cliff first, the immigrants, the unwanted, the others. And then the people who've been running the society, they hold on to the last gasp. They will go over eventually, but it seems like they've got it all together. And even to themselves, they can tell themselves an alternative narrative that everything's fine until the last minute.
The lesson for today?
I think people are realizing that if we don't take care of all of society in some way, instead of just pull yourself up by your bootstraps individualism, then you will be nowhere.
We'll be taken back 10,000 years and discover that it's true. The more things change, the more they remain the same. But change is precisely what Bobby Clark has in mind as he uses a USDA grant to help the small businesses and entrepreneurs of rural Kentucky weather the pandemic.
What's happening in many rural communities is there are very few jobs. And so when young people get out of high school, they either go to college or they have to leave their community because there are not any jobs. And so we want to change that.
And in honor of an agent of change, this year's annual Music for Mission concert in Lexington brings 21 local musicians to the music of John Lennon.
In this time of such political unrest, he seemed like the perfect person to honor because he used his fame for good, for political activism, to stand for peace, and it seemed like a good fit for this year.
And there will even be a recreation of the famous 1969 John Lennon Yoko Ono bed-in protest for peace.
We'll be reenacting that at the Pam Miller Downtown Arts Center on Halloween, October 31st, from 3 to 7 p.m.
It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m., here on 88.9 and on our mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.